Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
All right. So we have a picture writing article for today, but it's only just one picture. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. But before we start, if you could invent or create your dream house, what would your house be like? Dream house, I think that would be.
Dream house. First, I will have a
huge
closet.
Huge closet.
Yeah, huge closet.
Mm-hmm.
I will need a very smart computer to help me manage, help me collect all my clothing because there are too many. I have too many t-shirts, too many shoes. Sometimes I forget
that you have them?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I really need this system or someone to help me with this.
Do you remember the movie Clueless?
Mm-hmm.
Clueless, Cher, she lives in a mansion, right? And I remember when I was first watching this as a kid, she had a computer that would, she also had a picture or a system where it tells her all of the different clothes she has and all the different shoes. And every day she would choose and match, does this match? And if it's okay, the computer says okay, she will wear that outfit. And I'm oh my God. I remember watching that as a kid. I was oh my God, I want that so bad.
Yeah, I want that system.
How come no one has invented that yet, though?
Yeah, it's 2018. People, scientists.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there are, I know clothing stores, they have apps that have, for example, H&M would have an app. And I think what you can do is you can also pick the clothes from H&M and kind of try it on.
Yes, yes, yes.
But then I think what would be really cool is if it were your own personal clothes and if it was your body type and you can do that yourself.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of Cher. I know. I was so jealous of Cher as a kid.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Cher is the best.
I know. I think that's actually really cool. Yes, a big closet.
Yeah.
I would love to have a swimming pool too.
A swimming pool,
yes. Oh my God. In your own house. Outside or something, a roof and a little garden.
Yeah, chill.
I'm more traditional that way. I don't need to have a lot of fancy gadgets because I wouldn't even know how to use it. So I don't want to.
So nothing like a futuristic vacuum or.
No, my God, I would probably break that vacuum in 2 days because I wouldn't know how to use it or it wouldn't work. And I'd be like, oh my God, never mind.
Yeah.
And I would just sweep the floor instead. Yeah. So nothing too futuristic for me.
Not smart.
No, I'm not that smart. So in that way, I'm not technology smart. So you can't have that in my house. But I would love to have a swimming pool and a roof and then a nice little garden.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
I need that space though. All right. So we have a picture writing article to look at today.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's really interesting because we only have one picture. So let's take a look at what the picture is.
OK, 所以呢，马上看一下我们今天要来做这个图片写作。今天图片写作呢，我们非常特别，只有一张图片。所以呢，我们的提示就是说，请仔细观察这张图片，写出一篇120字以上的文章来描述图中的人、事物以及可能的发展。文章必须要有合理的发展和完整的结局。
OK, so our prompt says, look at the picture below and write a story of 120 words describing it. Describe what you see in the picture. So, of course, details really count. Remember to talk about the people, the things you see, and even different objects because that can really, really help you in your writing. And write a story. And don't forget to include an ending or a conclusion. And of course, the story has to make sense. We can't jump around and have a story to be ridiculous. I have an elementary student, and it's really fun because every time when we write a story, the ending of a story is always and they die.
And they die.
And I'm like, you can't always write that. And sometimes it's really ridiculous. And I mean, I won't stop him from being creative, but then his story is always, and they die. So please, you guys are older now, so try not to.
Try not to make
everyone
die.
And they die. Yeah. Okay. It's very morbid. Okay. So what do you think is happening in the picture?
Okay. So I see a lady reading. And the robot doing all the housework. This could be fun.
Yeah, this could be really fun. I think it can also be very futuristic too because, of course, we don't know what will happen in the future. Mm-hmm. You can make these inventions or these robots as cool or as crazy as you can.
Yeah. Also, you can make everyone dead. So.
And they all die.
Yeah, they all die.
I think, you know, this could be fun because in my head, I'm already thinking about like a smart house something.
Mm-hmm.
There was a movie called Smart House too.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It was like a Disney movie with real people. It's really fun. I'll show you it.
Okay. Yeah, for me, I think this is not in the future. It's like currently 2018. Maybe the lady, she's a scientist.
Okay.
And she is from the future. And she pretends to be a maid while planning her secret evil plan to destroy the world. Okay, the robot is her invention that can not only do all your housework, but also turn into high-tech futuristic razor cannon.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah, sounds like, I don't know, it's like I'm writing commercial content to sell them this, this robot, yeah.
So you see, like, you can make it super cool. Like, so, for example, Sam's idea or Sam's story is he thinks that maybe this this is set in the present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's happening now, but then she builds a futuristic robot or something like that, and then this robot is not actually very nice. It's actually really evil.
Evil robot.
And the ending is they all die.
Yeah, they all die.
I'm just kidding. So, yeah, you can make it really, really cool. So we can have a lot of fun with this article and a lot of fun with these, the objects that we see.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, I feel like maybe it's a smart house. Like maybe the lady, she has a, she's enjoying herself because her house is like all made of futuristic gadgets, or it's made up of a lot of different types of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And this robot is helping her do something. I'm not too sure what yet. I'm just thinking it's helping her do something. And maybe, I don't know.
Maybe you can write a, like a press release or something, like a copy content for the website, you know, like introducing the new smart home. Yeah.
Okay, and maybe she's a writer and she's just testing out this new smart house and she has to spend a night there. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you can write like all the different features of this robot. And it's a new thing. It's a good, it's
And then you can say like, that's a really good idea. Yeah. You can talk about all the features it has, what it does for you.
Or maybe you can be the lady. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You're
testing
reading.
It out. Yeah. You're testing it out and let's see what happens to you.
Yeah, or maybe you can say like in the future, I hope, like we're talking about how our dream house would be like. We can also talk about like in the future, I wish I could have a robot that helps me take care of my baby. That sounds a bit creepy. But yeah, in the future, maybe.
Some people will want that. Or you can just be, you can be thinking about all this stuff and then it could be just a dream.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so we've brainstormed quite a few ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. I think you guys can also...
Yeah,
think
about your
ideas. Think about your own ideas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢 ，Tiffany 跟我们讨论的很多不同种的可能呢，这个女生可能是你，可能是一个作家，她可能是在测试机器，她可能是来自未来的科学家，或者是 assassin， 她可能是一个杀手，各种不可能的创意哦，在图画写作里面呢，就是要你发挥这些创意，天马行空。那呢，不管是我们刚刚讨论的这些状况，还是呢，像我们的范例文章哦，在我们的范例文章里面，我们今天呢。有两个不一样的范例文章，一边呢，我们是用这个女生当做主角，她请这个机器人来帮她做所有的家事；另外一边呢，我们呢是用机器人当主角，说她呢这个很不想做家事等等。所以呢，不管是怎么样写作呢，都可以。但是呢，就是要特别留意这个时态跟整个故事情节安排的起承转合了。比方说，我们刚刚讲说，如果说你是要讲一个故事，故事是发生在过去，那我们的时态呢，就必须要使用的是这个过去简单式，或是呢任何搭配过去时态的这个动词变化。那如果是呢，我们是在说 ，OK， 我做了一个梦，我希望我期待未来会变成怎么样？那呢，我们可以可能要用很多的这个假设语气的写法，或者是未来式的用法等等。注意到你的故事是怎么安排的，只要是这个起承。转合是安排的合理，那呢，我们的这个时态特别留意，那你这个写作就是可以很精彩，自由发挥。那跟其他写作一样啊，在写作之前呢，记得我们要先写的是一个大纲，一个主题句。不管你有多天马行空，不管你有多这个 crazy ideas， 注意到我们一定要写这个大纲，因为这个大纲呢会帮助你这个在写作的时候不要走偏了，不要迷失在这个你的创意里面。那呢，我们今天就一起来看一下我们范例文章。一看一下这个第一篇哦，这个用这个女生当主角，她怎么样写这个故事？还有呢，我们有哪一些 grammar point， 哪一些文法重点可以补充给大家？
Right. So it's important right now, Lynn, because not only will it help you organize your ideas, but I know some people when they write to like the half of their writing, they're like, oh, I forgot what I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Where am
I? What was I thinking? What was I thinking a while ago? So this is just to avoid those kind of problems.
Yes.
So I've done that before where I'm like, oh, I don't need to outline. I know everything. And when I write it, I'm like, oh, great. Like, what was I going to say? So you see, even that happens to me. So I think it's important to, you know, write something down, write an outline, at least help yourself, keep yourself on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at our outline. For our first paragraph, our topic sentence can be, Rachel had no time for fun after giving birth to Henry. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're using the lady as the main character, and then we're talking about her baby, Henry. We can give another detail. We can say she was so pleased when her husband gave her chia.
Chia.
I'm going to read it as chia. Like the, is it chia seeds?
Like
chia seeds,
yeah.
Chia. I'm going to read it as chia, okay? Of course, you can give the robot a different name.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about names, remember, when you write a story, it's also a good idea to give your characters a story, give your characters in the story a name, because it's easier for you to remember who is who. And also, this doesn't confuse the readers as well, because what if her baby is a she and you keep saying she and her and she and her. We don't know who is.
Who are you talking
about? Yeah, who we're talking about. So remember to give your characters names. It's so much easier for yourself and the reader as well.
嗯哼，好哦，所以人称的部分呢，刚刚就 Tiffany 就提示大家，你可以帮这个角色命名，或者是呢，你要用第一人称都是很好的方法哦。因为呢，如果我们在里面一直讲说是这个 she he, 像这边还好，因为我们是这个女主角跟她的儿子。假如说是女主角跟她的女儿，你一直 she, 那到底是在讲谁，会很容易搞不清楚。所以呢，帮她命名会是一个很好的做法。那在这边呢，我们讲说这个 Rachel 呢，就是这个女主角，那她的这个 baby Henry 就是机器人手上抱的这个，注意到我们的这个笔者，这个作者非常的 paying attention， 他看到很多这个图片里面的细节了。OK， 所以他的 baby 是叫做 Henry， 那这个机器人呢，我们就叫他 Chia， OK， C H I， 可能是这个我不知道
Chia or whatever， but...
yeah, 可能我们作者很喜欢这个 Chia C， 这个 Chia C 就叫 Chia， or maybe it's like initial， you know，
it could be shorts for something，
yeah， yeah， C H I A maybe stands for I don't know，
chores，
chores helping，
chores helping， I don't know 。So yeah, sometimes futuristic or these technology stuff, they're actually just a short name for something like the baby cleaning machine. So that'd be the TBM, you know, something like that.
Anyways, any names could be fine.
Yeah.
You can call it Tiffany or Sam. Or anyways, could be nice.
Sure, we can be the robot. Yeah. Anything is fine. Okay, so let's take a look at the details. Next, we can also say Chia could do all the chores and care for Henry.
Mm-hmm.
So for new moms, it's very helpful.
Yes.
Then it says Rachel could finally sit down and relax. Okay. So she really has it nice. I know a lot of new moms don't really do that, but...
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard.
It's very hard. It's very hard being a parent.
Mm.
Okay. So for example, in our writing, we could say, thanks to Chia's help, Rachel finally had the chance to sit down and relax and have a cup of tea or something like that. So you could say, Rachel finally had the chance to put her feet up.
Mm-hmm.
To put your feet up means to just relax as well. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
OK， 所以呢，我们看到这个我们的这个主角 Rachel， 她是一个新手妈妈。那有了这个，她老公送她这个机器人之后，她总算有空可以这个休息一下，读个书，洗个头，这样洗个澡，很辛苦，当妈妈很辛苦。Yeah, yeah, yeah。所以呢，在这边我们说这个 Thanks to Chia's help， OK， 多亏有这个 Chia 的帮助，多亏有这个机器人的帮忙，多亏怎么样，由于怎么样，我们就可以用这个 Thanks to 这个片语。OK, thanks to 片语，那这个片语通常是比较多用在正面的语义哦。这个幸亏有这个屈雅的帮助 ，Rachel 总算可以休息一下，或者是比方说像你看这个《飞天小女警》，我们很常讲 OK, thanks to our Powerpuff Girls， 这个多亏这个有这个《飞天小女警》的帮忙，所以小镇村又平安的度过一天等等。我们比较多呢是用在正面的语义哦。我们可以造个例句，比方说 Thanks to Jimmy's warning, we managed to avoid the traffic jam and make it to the meeting in time.多亏了这个吉米的警告呢，我们得以避开赛车，并及时赶上会议。这个是 thanks to。OK， 我们后面可以加上一个名词，或者是一个这个动名词的一个片语。那呢，这个如果我们把 thanks to 放在这个负面的话呢，放在负面的话，它则有一个这个 讽刺的意味哦，它就表示这个鱿鱼。OK， 这个它就比较有一种就是说，哈，幸亏有你哦，哈，这个事情总算被搞砸了等等，大概是有这样的想法。那除了这个 thanks to 之外呢，我们还可以讲说这个 because of 也是由于，因为怎么样，或是讲 due to， 或是 on account of。By virtue of, OK, 这些呢都是可以表示由于多亏有怎么样的这个用法。我们再找一个例句哦。OK, the physically challenged children got to enjoy a trip to the amusement park by virtue of the volunteers' assistance. OK, 多亏有这些志工的协助哦。By virtue of the volunteers' assistance. OK, 多亏了他们的协助。The physically challenged children, 这些身障的小朋友呢才能去游乐园进行的玩。如果我们要说这个肢体是有这个挑战有身障的话，我们讲说 physically challenged。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we can add a twist to the story. Okay. Remember, because it's the future and we can be really fun with it. So let's add a twist. We can say...Her break didn't last long.
However.
Or we can say, however, her break didn't last long, right?
Okay.
So, of course, you can change it around and make it more dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Okay,、mm. something bad happened.
Yes.
Okay. However, 呢这个字就是然而的意思、哦。我们在这边呢，就是文章里面有了转折，有这个 twist， 我们就可以使用然而怎么样，我们就可以使用 however 这个字，非常好用，在文章里面特别要学起来。那呢我们说 her break didn't last long. Last 这个字呢是表示这个last 就是一直都在持续着。OK， 这个事情呢不是持续非常久 ，didn't last long. OK， 什么事情呢？Break 在这边不是打破这个动词，它在这边当成名词，它意思是休息的意思。比方说你在上班的时候可能会讲说 OK take a break， 休息一下，去喝杯水，去买个咖啡。 OK break 就是休息的意思。
Alright, so we can move on to second paragraph because you know this is a change、yeah. in the story. We can start changing paragraphs.
So, what happened?
Yeah, on the second topic sentence we can sayOne night,、mm-hmm. Chiyo went crazy.
Whoa.
Okay, or Chiyo went insane, or Chiyo went, there's a nice word for this, berserk.
Berserk.
Berserk. B-E-S-E-R-K. Berserk. B-E-R-S-E-R-K. Berserk. Okay, this means that you go crazy. You kind of like have a mental breakdown and you... Shoto, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So in our writing, we can say, while reading a book one night,、mm-hmm. Rachel heard Henry start wailing. Now,、mm-hmm. when you wail...Wail means to cry, like really loudly, to cry really、
wow.
loudly. Yeah, just like how a baby cries when they're hungry for milk or when they want to be yeah, held or
it's
something.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah,、wow. it's a very, very painful cry. We can also say bawling,、mm-hmm. okay, B-A-W-L-I-N-G, bawling. So、Rachel heard Henry bawling.We can use that way too. And just means like you cry so loudly, it seems like you're in pain.
Yeah.
You're suffering. You're really crying. So bad.
OK, 所以呢在我们的这个第二个主题，就我们第二段落里面呢，就要讲说这个什么事情，这个转折发生了，是什么事情发生了呢？他说有一天晚上 One night, OK, 这个在写故事的时候很常用到，某一天晚上，某一天，某一个时候 One day, one night, 这是很好用的写法、哦、OK, one night, Chia went crazy. OK, 这个机器人呢发疯了。这个机器人怎么发疯的呢？他说当这个 Rachel 在读书的时候 While reading a book one night, Rachel heard Henry start wailing. OK, 注意到我们这边有两个用法了。第一个用法呢是分词构句的用法，因为呢我们前后的主词都是 Rachel。Rachel was reading a book. OK, 她那个时候在读书，同时呢也是 Rachel heard、Henry start wailing. 她听到了这个她的 baby 在哭、哦、所以呢都是 Rachel 的状态之下呢，我们可以把前面第一个子句的这个 Rachel 主词给省略。那如果呢我们是主动的话，我们加上 VING 现在分词形式，如果是被动的话，我们是使用 PP 过去分词。像在这边 Rachel 是主动的在读书，所以我们是 reading. OK, 那第二个重点我们要看一下，就是 heard Henry wailing. OK, 注意到这边我们是用 heard 呢是一个感官动词，感官动词是什么意思呢？比方说像是 see, watch, look at, 或者是呢听到了 hear, listen to, 或者是呢你可以使用观察 observe, notice, 或是感觉到 feel, OK, 这些跟你的感觉，跟你这个听到、闻到、吃到、看到这些有关系的动词呢，我们叫做感官动词。感官动词非常特别的用法呢，就是我们后面直接加上受词哦。比方说像我们的例句里面是 Rachel heard Henry, Henry 就是我们的这个受词，他听到 Henry, OK, 直接加上受词，后面呢我们要再接上受词补语。受词补语呢就用来这个 补充描述这个受词的状态，比方说 Rachel heard Henry wailing， 就表示说呢 Henry 正在哭，正在嚎啕大哭，他听到他正在哭。 OK， 这个是我们这个感官动词主词感官动词受词受词补语，这个是它的句型。那注意到我们受词补语呢有两种状态，如果说呢我们说是这个主动状态，比方说像我们的 Henry 他是主动在哭的，他不是被哭了，他是正在哭，那呢在这个时候我们就可以使用原形动词或者是呢这个 VING 动名词的形式。如果是被动状态呢，我们则要使用的是这个 VPP， 也就是我们的过去分词，或者是呢我们可以使用 BEING 再加上 VPP。 OK， BEING 加上 VPP， 当我们使用这个正在怎么样的时候，就表示我们正在强调，强调正在的这个感觉。 OK， 他正在被怎么样，比方说被抓走，正在被抓走，正在这个被打了等等，这个我们用 BEING 的话是要强调正在。好，所以呢我们可以举两个句子，我们看一下这个主动跟被动的用法。主动用法我们可以说 hearing his neighbors fighting fiercely， OK， 听到了他的邻居吵架吵得很凶， Mr. Wang called the police fearing that the situation might become violent， OK， 他担心这个状况会变得很暴力哦，所以他马上报警了。 OK， Mr. Wang 听到了他的邻居在吵架， hearing his neighbors fighting， OK， 注意到我们这边是加上一个 VING。 那如果是被动的话呢，我们可以说 Liam saw her daughterget kidnapped， OK， 被绑架了，或者是 Liam saw his daughter kidnapped， OK， 或者是正在被绑架， Liam saw his daughter being kidnapped by criminals and he decided to get her back himself. That's the movie.
Movie Taken.
Yes.
I love that movie. I love that movie. And actually that kind of scared me from going to Europe, but then I thought,
yes,
like,
it's terrifying.
Yeah, it was so scary. But then I realized, oh, actually it's not that scary. I think you just have to be smarter.
Yeah.
When you're traveling.
You yeah, yeah, but for a time after watching that movie,
yeah, I was scared.
I literally couldn't talk to strangers when I was traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so scared. I was like, oh, yeah.
What
God.
Do you want?
I was like, oh my God, what are they going to do to me?
Don't you dare take my kid.
I don't have an, yeah. I don't have an FBI dad. So I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's really funny. All right, so we gave a twist to the story. We can also write it in the story like this. She looked up and gasped.
Uh-huh.
And then we could put a semicolon here. Chia was going crazy. Okay, so that's two ways for you to, you know, to think about it. We can put more details here. We can say it put Henry's clean diaper in her cup. Or it splashed tea onto the floor and tried to vacuum the baby.
Ooh.
So remember, when a robot is going crazy, it's going to do a lot of really things that don't make sense. So you can make it as crazy as you can. You can even say, like, the robot was using the baby's diaper to wipe the table or something like that. You know, make it kind of, whoa, oh my goodness. It's
whoa,
really going,
whoa.
Oh, it's really going berserk. Mm-hmm.
OK， 所以呢在这边我们就讲说这个 Chia 变得发疯了，他做了很多奇怪的事情，那这边奇怪的事情就可以自由发挥，比方说像我们的笔者就说呢，这个他拿这个 Henry 的这个diaper， 就是他的尿布呢，放到了这个Rachel 的杯子里面要泡一个尿布茶这样，或者是呢他把这个茶洒到地板上，而且呢他想要用这个吸尘器去吸这个 baby。 OK， 各种可怕的事情都可能发生，你就可以在这边加入你的细节。
Make it as crazy as you can. So what could happen next? Would there be more disastrous things? We can also definitely add some more. However, I think we should kind of wind down the story and create an ending.
Mm-hmm.
So we can think about a solution to the problem is the robot's going crazy,
yeah.
Right? We can say Rachel pressed Chia's emergency shutdown button.
Okay,
thank goodness there's a design for that.
Yeah. Emergency shutdown button. That's
so
very important.
We, in the story, we can write terrified, Rachel leaped up or she jumped up and pressed Chia's emergency shutdown button. So we can also say, Rachel leaped up and pressed a big red button. And that can also signify that it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Like kind of,
how serious the problem is.
Yeah, usually when we watch like, you know, those scientific movies or sci-fi movies or something with the machine, there's always like a big red button.
Yeah.
And usually that's like, do not touch unless there's an emergency
like
or something.
Like in the military facility, there's always a button like explode everything.
Yeah, so don't
I don't
touch
know
that.
Why there's a button to explode.
I know. Why did they invent this? But anyway, so we can think about like, you know, machines have like a big red button, maybe Gia has one, and then you can also describe it that way.
Yeah, okay. 所以呢，在这边我们这个句子呢，一样是刚刚讲到的我们的分词构句哦。这个 terrified 在这边呢，我们前面用被动 PP 哦，其实它的主词一样是 Rachel。Rachel 被吓到了，然后呢 ，Rachel 这个压下了这个 Gia 身上的这个紧急停止按钮。OK， 因为这两个句子，直句 A、直句 B， 主词都是 Rachel， 这时候我们可以省略。这个其中一个主词，然后主动的话呢，我们是要用 VING， 被动的话像是在我们这边 terrified， 我们就用这个VPP 过去分词的形式，这个呢一样跟刚刚讲的分词过去是一样的用法。
Mm-hmm. And then let's give the story conclusion. We can say Rachel decided not to use Gia again because her family safety was more important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, I think sometimes with technology, we do have to be careful because we never know what could happen.
Yeah,
right?
Very bad.
And again, we can also change the story to maybe she was testing it out or something. It's all up to you guys.
OK, 所以呢最后我们这边看到他说尽管怎么样 despite, 这边呢我们使用这个介系词 despite, 那除了 despite 之外呢你也可以使用 regardless of, in spite of, 或是 in the face of, 这些呢都是这个尽管的意思。我们可以讲说 despite having little chance of winning the contest, Maggie still practiced hard and tried her very best. 这边呢 despite 我们可以换成比方说 regardless of having little chance of winning the contest, 这些字呢都可以互相的代换，他们都是尽管的意思。
Mm-hmm. That's the ending of our story. Of course, you can change it around a little bit. I would have to say technology can be a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is technology can be a blessing and curse at the same time. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 12, Picture Writing, January 18th. Writing Sample 1. After Rachel had her baby Henry, she found she had almost no time for fun. That's why she was so pleased when her husband gave her Gia, Complete Household Integrated Assistant. Gia could do anything. It could tidy up, cook, and care for Henry, all while keeping the family entertained for hours with the TV screen in its head.Thanks to Gia's help, Rachel finally had the chance to sit down and relax. Her break didn't last long, however. While reading a book one night, Rachel heard Henry start wailing. She looked up and gasped. Gia was going crazy. Instead of pouring tea into Rachel's cup, it had put Henry's clean diaper in it. It was splashing tea onto the floor and trying to vacuum the baby. Terrified, Rachel leaped up and pressed Gia's emergency shutdown button.Despite having to clean the floor and comfort Henry, Rachel decided not to use Gia again after that. Her family's safety was more important than the convenience of having a robot. Writing Sample 2. Work, work, work. All I ever do is work. Look at her, relaxing over there without a care in the world. It's just not fair. I would love to sit down for a while.I put my wheels up and read the latest issue of Robot Mag. Perhaps I could watch a program I actually enjoy for once. Instead, I have to vacuum the floor around her feet and change the baby's stinky diapers. I'm so sick of showing cartoons on my screen all the time. I wonder what would happen if I turned myself off. She hasn't done a lick of housework in months. I doubt she would even remember where to find the diapers.That would be an interesting turn of events, wouldn't it? I could finally get some rest, and she would be the one taking care of all those dreary chores. In fact, I think I will power off. Goodbye for now, cruel world! Alright, so that was a really fun article story to write.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys had fun. We had fun brainstorming and talking about this with you guys, but that's all the time that we have for today. So, we'll see you guys soon.
Bye!
Bye!